الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وأتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يجعله حطاما إن في ذلك لذكرى لأولي الألباب وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل بني آدم خطاؤون وخير الخطائين كل بني آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل لقد نسبت به نسل الذي أقمي أمرتك الخير لكن ما أتمرت به وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم Respected friends, in reality I am a youth myself and I deserve every advice from the elders that you deserve. So what I will say before you is all what I learned from my asatiza and my ustads, my elders. And if I make any mistake, then it's from myself and shaitan. And what is correct, then it's from Allah and from my asatiza and my mashayikh. Hazrat Ma'inus Patel Sahib Damat Barak Rahimahullah explains this point and he says that this word youth, you is in the word youth. That means you are you in the youth. It is up to you to make your youth or to break your youth. When you come to the stage of youth, then it is either you will tread the path to Allah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains in a hadith. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, سَبَعَةٌ يُظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ That on the day of Qiyamah, when there is no shade besides the shade of Allah, people will be drowning in their sweat. Some till their arms, some till their shoulders, some will be completely drowning. Then on that day Allah will have His shade. And very, very special people will be called to the shade of Allah. And one of those very special people from the seven people, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, شَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ It is that youngster that grew up in the ibadat of Allah. So it is up to us in the stage, you either tread the path to Allah, and when you tread the path to Allah, Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatum explains, that when your child or your daughter is born, and now you put a topi or you put a burqa, then somebody will say, she's still too young, you're making her a big apa, you're making him a big molisap. But if you put that clothes of the Yahud and the Nasara on the child, nobody will say, from now you're making him a Christian. But just how Hazrat Maulana Ridwan Sahib, my ustad, explained that now we are growing like that plant. So now that plant, that stem, if you make it straight from the start, it will grow straight. But if it goes crooked from the start, then till the day you die, it will go crooked. So this youngster, either he treads that path to Allah, or either he reaches that stage of rebellion. Because they say, أَشَّبَابُ شُعْبَةٌ مِّنَ الْجُنُونَ That this youth is a branch, it's a part of madness. So now this youngster, he either treads this path to Allah, or either he reaches the stage of rebellion. And then he is looking for enjoyment because he is hit with what we call it today, we say, I'm struck with boredom. So he is looking for enjoyment. And so beautifully Hazrat Ma'inus rahimahullah explains and he says, that wallah, true enjoyment will never come from things that are affected from outside the heart. That means now he starts looking. He looks at a woman, he says, okay, this is my enjoyment. If I get this girl, I promise you I will be happy, 100%. And this is what Allah explains in this ayat. I'lamu, know very well, annama alhayatu dunya la'ibu walahu. That this worldly life, first you that small boy, when you go with your mommy to the shop, and now you see that car, that toy car, and you say, mommy, I want that toy car. And mommy say, no, I can't buy you that toy car because last week I bought for you another car. And now you start grabbing your mommy and you crying, mommy, this car, you buy it for me, I'll never ask you for a car again. And I don't want a car, but I want this car. That car, you can take it away, you can give it to my cousin also. But I want this car here. So you crying, laibu walahu. You playing, you crying for toys. And now you reach the stage of zina. And now you come to the stage of beauty where now you were playing marbles yesterday. And then your friends come and they tell you the next day they come play marbles with us. You say, no, I'm playing with other marbles. And now you are wiping your snot with your clothes. But now you say, no, mommy, I need a handkerchief. And now you stand in the mirror and you see in your hairstyle. So then you reach that stage and now you're looking for enjoyment from everything on the outside. That now if I get this girl, 100% I will be happy. And now you reach a stage where you forget your parents. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, this is a sign of Qiyamah. Where a man will love his friends more than his parents. So now he forgets his parents. And now it's all about his friend. And now who is a friend? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Majid, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَى لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. On that day and the day of Qiyamah, when a person will be biting his fingers, literally sometimes when somebody is stressed about something, he'll be biting his nails. On the day of Qiyamah, a man will be biting his fingers, he'll be biting his hands. Some will chew up to their elbows. And what will he be biting for? That why did I not take the spot of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When Allah said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. In the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a loving example for you. Why did I not hold on to the spot? What made me go away from the spot? Ya waylata, oh destruction upon me, lam attakhid fulanan khalila. That friend there, I shouldn't have befriended him. Because what is a true friend? A true friend is that person that wants to see you prosper. A true friend is that person that when he sees you going to wrong, he will take you away. He will call you, oh my friend, it is not where you should be going. And in the world that we live in today, it is all about our technology, which is our most beloved friend. And it is about our friends. We forget our parents. We forget our elders. And this is a very important lesson that a youngster should learn. No doubt, definitely youth are affected by all the advertisements of the world. It is advertisements of the eyes. When you're driving on the road, there'll be advertising of a car, but they'll put a beautiful woman on the billboard. There'll be advertising of a toothbrush, but they'll put a beautiful woman on the billboard. So you will be seeing haram. You will be listening to haram. Maybe in the past you were affected by music and you decided that, let me give it up. But now you go to the shopping mall and then you just get struck with that favorite song. And you say, this was my favorite song. And there you fall back again. So you listen to haram. And now your heart is playing with haram. Hazrat Ma'inu Sahib Rahimullah explains it one day in his class in a madrasa, in a girls' madrasa. He mentioned about photography and the fact that taking photography of live objects is haram. So he says that after a week, one girl wrote to me and she said that, Moana, after I heard your bayan, I'll be honest and frank with you, I got a love for photography. I'm a photographer and I love doing it. And after I heard your bayan, then I went home and I took all my photography and I was sitting and thinking in this dilemma. Like those monkeys that were thinking, what must we do? This thing is poison, must we eat it, mustn't we eat it? So she's sitting and she's scratching her head. And she's thinking, either my photography or my Allah. And this is her passion, her love, her heart. You tell that youngster, sell your golf. He'll tell you, no, I put my money in this car. I can't sell it. So she's telling Moana that I look at this photography and I'm thinking, what should I do? And then I decide and I take all of this photography and I go outside my house and I put a match to it. And it starts burning. And now the tear comes out. But it's not a tear that I am sad of my photography. But it's a tear of happiness that I chose Allah over my photography. Wallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dishing out Jannah in this world. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Once Musab bin Umayr radiallahu anhu was walking past Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled. Sahaba radiallahu anhum inquired, O Nabi of Allah, why are you smiling? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this Musab, I think of him in Jahiliyyah. When he used to walk past in Ali, the whole Ali would know that Musab walked past because he was wearing the most expensive fragrance. And today he doesn't have a proper sheet to cover him. When he passed away, Sahaba radiallahu anhum explained that his kafan, if you pull it on his head, his legs were open, his feet were open. When you pull it on his feet, his head were open until Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam decided cover his legs with leaves, with branches of the tree. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they gave up to the true sense of the word. When Allah said, Inna Allah ashtara, Allah is buying. What Allah is buying? Allah is buying your health, your wealth, your life, your soul. Sahaba gave it all. How Sahaba gave it? Sahabi is standing under a sword. What is screaming? Fustu wa Rabbil Kaaba. I am successful. I got it. That enemy is looking at him and he's shocked. How can you say such a thing? Fustu, you're going to die and you're saying Fustu. Because they understood that when I'm selling my life with my blood, my everything, I'm getting Jannah. What a Jannah? مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. No eye has ever seen. Today you go to a lot of places, you go to Zanzibar, you go to Mauritius, you can go anywhere in the world, but you'll never see Jannah. وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ. People can thrill, you know, I went to this place, I went to that place. But you'll never hear a person that can talk about Jannah. وَلَا خَطَّرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. We run with our mind. Today I will make so much money. Like Sheikh Chilli. He bought one. He was a person that was a porter. So one person came to him and he told him to take my ghee home. So he said, okay. And now he's taking that ghee. He puts it on his head, a 20 liter bucket. Now he's walking. And he's thinking in his mind, hey, today it's one ghee. Tomorrow this man will come with two ghee. Then I will charge him more. And then I will take like 5-6 people's ghee every day. Until I'll make enough money, I'll buy a bucky. Then I'll buy a bucky, then I can make 5-6 loads every day. I can buy 2 trucks. When I buy 2 trucks, then I'll have to get people to work for me. So then people will work for me, then I'll make a lot of money, I'll build a nice house. When I build a nice house, then I'll have to have a wife to enjoy that house. So I'll have a wife, I'll enjoy that house. Then I'll have children. Then I'll have to spoil my children, look after them, everything, get them married. They'll get married, then they will have children. And then when they will have children, then their children will come to me and they'll say, Dada, and then I will shake my head. And as he's shaking his head, then a bucket of ghee falls down. And that man looks at him and he tells him, "What is wrong with you? You destroyed my ghee." He said, "Forget your ghee, I destroyed generations of my life." So a person can think and think, but he'll never think of Jannah. So Allah is saying, I'm selling Jannah to you. Jannah is on the streets. As a Chaki Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahimullah used to say, did the youth have it all? We can buy Jannah every single day on the street. That music is there, we can leave that music. That drugs is there, we can leave that drugs. That friend is there, wallah, you leave that friend for Allah. Allah will give you the sweetness of Iman in this world. Allah says in Quran Majid, Al-akhillau yawma'idhin ba'duhum li ba'din aduun illa al-muttaqeen. That on the day of Qiyamah, people will be fighting in front of Allah. That, oh Allah, this man took me to Jahannam. Why? Friends will be enemies. Friends will become enemies. And why will friends become enemies? Your father tells you, that, oh my son, don't stand with these boys, they smoke. You think that they smoke? I don't smoke. Why is he telling me not to stand with them? You know these old people, they all just like that. They all think bad of us. And then we reach that stage now of rebellion. And we think that everybody is judgmental. That Maana giving a bayan is judgmental. He's saying I'm a drug addict. He's saying I'm a druggie. He's saying I'm going to clubs. I know he's looking at me and he's judging me. So now we regard everybody as judgmental. Our parents is also judgmental. So we say, but my father, he's just smoking. I'm not smoking. Tomorrow you start smoking and then your father catches you and he says, I told you not to stay with them. And you say, no, they never told me to smoke. I smoked on my own. And now you reach this stage where you take the next step of smoking. You no more just smoking cigarettes and now it goes to the next step. And then you come to that step where you lose all your money. So now you lose all your friends. But you already disrespected your father. You already disrespected your parents. But that day when you lost in the gutters, when there's foam coming out of your mouth, when there's blue all around your cheeks, when your nose is finished, when your cheeks are gone, when your hair is falling off, nobody, wallah, will pick you up besides that same father that you stabbed in the back. But there's one lesson to learn. If that boy accepted his father's advice, he might have slept, he might have smoked, he might have done the worst of haram. But if he never disrespected his father, then definitely Allah will take him out of that sin. But the day we commit disrespect, and this is a lesson that we need to learn. If we learn this lesson, then wallah, we have learnt everything in youth. Because respect is the greatest thing. Our ustaz explained to us that what you will get with disrespect, you won't get with sin. What you will lose with disrespect, you won't lose with sin. And when you reach this age of rebellion, and why they call youth madness and junoon, it is because that youngster thinks, I know it all. I've seen it all. Your father tells you how to drive. You say, no, you don't know how to drive. Maybe when you were young, you were driving same like me. Why are you telling me to drive like this? You take it as a problem. Why is he telling me how to drive? The day you smash your car, then you will know why your father told you how to drive. So when we reach that stage of rebellion, wallah, it is up to us. It is not up to anybody else. If we take the route to Allah, or we carry on that stage of rebellion and we become disrespectful. And now you become what you would say, that everybody is judgmental. Everybody is judging me. Everybody is looking at me. So you either fall into the actual drugs, or you either fall into the drug of technology, where you start watching porn, where you get involved in every sin of technology. Today you don't have to say that you go home and you watch TV, because the TV is in your pocket 24/7. Or you get involved in women. And wallah, sin is such a thing
They give you, don't give it up. A person says, he comes and he tells his father, get me married. He's still too young, his head is not in order. His father says, I can't get you married. He says, no, get me married, I want to stay away from sin. So he says, his father tells him, you think it's so easy that you're just going to get married and stay away from sin. You have to give up sin and then get married. That person thinks, I'll leave my girlfriend, I'll get married. Or I'll get married to my girlfriend and I'll leave it. Just like our said, Moana said, you just want the thrill. That nobody must, I must hide away. I mustn't be caught. You just want the thrill. Sin is such a thing. So we need to give up sin before we do anything else. And wallah, I don't think that I feel in sin, so I am destroyed. You are never destroyed. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were such people, the Romans and the Persians told them, Antum abidu abidina, you are the slaves of our slaves. Why? Because they used to drink blood. The drugs of that time was all these things. They used to drink blood. Alcohol was the call of the day. Gambling was the call of the day. Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu once walks in Masjid al-Nabawi and he's crying. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asks him why he's crying. Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu explains his whole incident. He's on a business trip. When he comes back, his wife was expecting. When he comes back, his wife says, gives him some story. After a few years, he gets attached to the small baby girl. Until she's approximately about 2 years old and his wife breaks the news because she sees the attachment. And then the drug of jahiliyyah comes into him. That no, how can I keep this girl in my heart? How can I keep her in my house? Umar! And he got the girl in his house, no ways. And now he goes and he buries the child. So that was the drugs of jahiliyyah. But when the spark of iman came in their heart, and when the spark of the love of Allah came in their heart, they gave up everything. They gave up everything. They wrote their love or their blood for Allah. And Sayyidina Umar, when he's conquering Baytul Muqaddas, and Sahaba tell him, change your clothes. And now take, it is the turn of your slave to be on your conveyance and you must be walking. He would be happy to give over his turn. What he says, Inna kunna azalla qawmun. We were the most degraded nation. Where were we? We were in the clubs. We were in the rave clubs. We were taking the worst of drugs. We were reaching a very great high. Hazrat Mu'aynus Patel Rahimullah explains that one day late at night I get a knock on the door. And when I open this door, I see a girl with disheveled hair. And she looks at me and she screams at me and she says, Mu'ana, is it permissible to take drugs? So Mu'aynus says that the first reply I said, yes, it's permissible. So she's shocked and she's looking at me. Finally, I found the right one. He knows what I need. He knows I need it to love. So she says, Mana, are you serious? It's permissible. So you're saying we can take drugs? He says, yes, it's permissible. And now he says, now she's looking at me with more shock. And he says, then I explain and I tell her that for different diseases, doctors give different drugs. But to take a drug to reach a different high, then it is totally haram. Because now we are struck with boredom. So we say that, you know what? Let's go chill with the friends. And now you're chilling with the friends, and the first time he's taking a puff, you say, no, this is not for me. It even stinks, I don't like it. And your friend asks you, you want it? You tell him, are you mad? That's for you, it's not for me. And in your jokes, you tell him, no, me, I'm a lover, I'm not for all these things. Second time, same thing. Third time, you tell him, okay, just let me try it. And then you try it, and now you reached it high. So now you understood how it feels. So the next time you say, you know what? Hey, that feeling was hell of a lekker. Let me try it again. Now you try it again. But now that high has become boredom again. Because you reached it high too many times, so it's boring. Now you are sober. You are on a high, but you are sober. So you think, you know what? He's doing that other thing, let me take the next stage. The first time he told you, he said, no, you made that thing is addictive. 99% addictive rate. How am I going to come out of that? No, I'll never try that. And your friends also tell you, don't stay with that friend. You get your friends, they tell you, that man, he's in the worst of drugs, don't stay with him. You tell him, no, you know, I know it's 99% addictive. I will never touch that. And then you finally touch it. But when you touch it, remember that your doors are not closed. One day I took my car to a mechanic, and then he had to bring me to madrasa from his workshop. So in the car he was telling me his life story. He was from El Dorado Park, from Eldos. And he told me, bhai, there was a thing called lollies. Here in Joburg, the people don't smoke it. Only in Cape Town they smoke it. I used to smoke lollies. I used to steal engines. I used to steal cars. I was on the verge of losing my house, losing my wife, losing my children. Until one day I came home and I looked at my mother and she was in tears and she was crying. I never said anything. I turned around, I walked away, I went to my house. I went in the bathroom, I took a cold shower, I came out sober. I went on a musalla and I started crying. And I made tawbah and I made tawbah and he said, wallah, from that day, 5 years, till today I never touched a drug again. And I never touched any drug. And he said, you won't even believe me, I don't even smoke cigarettes. So wallah, if you leave out disrespect in your life, and you run to Allah, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, you run to Allah. When you make tawbah, Allah says, أَتَّائِبُ حَبِيبُ اللَّهِ. Allah loves that person that makes tawbah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ. Every human being is a sinner. The bigger sins you have, the more closer you can get to Allah. The more sins you have, that is your fuel to gain Allah. وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. The best of sinners is the one that makes tawbah. We got the fuel of the love of Allah in our hands. You give up that friend. You give up that girl. We always sitting in the dilemma, now it is time to get married. Your father says, no, we will do the arranged marriage. We will take you to see girls. You say, no, I'm in love with that girl. And your father says, I'm telling you, you're not in love. It is infatuation. And you don't want to listen. Recently, a person, he got married, arranged marriage, and he divorced his wife. So they asked him, why you divorced your wife? He said, no, this certain girl, I want to get married to her. In the community it was known that this girl is on drugs. She was divorced before, she gave up her children, everything. So they told him that, you know, this girl is on drugs. This girl is always on the road. She's not a housewife, she'll give you more stress than what you have. He said, I'm aware of all of that, but I still want her. So we come in this dilemma, I want her. Like how the child wants the toy, Wazina, I want her. So he said, I want her. And either your father will give up and let you get married to her. And when you get married to her and you feel that bite, and you are burning, then you have to walk back in disgrace. And your father will always take you back. But sometimes you reach that stage where you got no father. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah used to explain this. That two people are fighting. One, his father is the man with the muscle. He says, I'm going to call my father. He got big muscle. But this other boy doesn't have a father. He says, don't worry, oh boy, that you don't have a father. Because you might not have a Abba, but you always have a Ra. When you are in that sin, Ma'inus Rahimullah used to explain it so many times. Youngsters running to his house, screaming, Ma'ana, I heard Allah's name in a club. So many youngsters, you meet people, they tell you about their stories. Stuck in a trip of drugs. They see in Jannah, like, Ma'ana, I'm seeing Jannah in front of me. I'm shocked, I don't know what I'm seeing. I'm seeing the devil and I want to run away. Allah is calling you. That call of Quran is in front of you. When you get that feeling, I need to change my life, then immediately on the spot change your life. You might fall the next time. You might do it again. But Allah is Arhamur Rahimin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained Sahaba of Tawbah. Nabi Sahaba said, if we do it once, and then we make Tawbah, and then we do it again, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make Tawbah again. They said, we do it the second time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make Tawbah again. Sahaba said, we do it the third time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make Tawbah again. Until Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into Josh and he said, you will get tired of sinning, but Allah will never get tired of forgiving. Allah is there to forgive us. Allah is there to love us. It is up to us to tread this path to Allah. But this path to Allah, like how you need a GPS to go to Durban, to Cape Town. You need a GPS to go to Allah. You need to hold a man that is walking to Allah. The day I walk in this path, you might fall down. When you fall down, you need somebody to pick you up. We know it's very common. A person wants to jump. He says, no, I need a partner. Because if I jump alone, then 1-2 weeks I'll jump and then I'll give it up. So I need a partner in everything. A person starts a diet. He tells his wife, you must diet with me. So it makes it easy. I need a partner. So to go to Allah, we need a partner. A man that is connected to Allah. And wallah, when we see the sweetness of Iman coming into our heart, like was explained in the beginning, true enjoyment is not everything outside the heart. True enjoyment will only be given to a person by that being who created the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. Mulali Qari rahimahullah explains, جَنَّةٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا بِحُذُورِ الْمَوْلَى. He lives a Jannah in this world with Allah in his heart. وَجَنَّةٌ فِي الْعُقْبَى بِلِقَاءِ الْمَوْلَى. In a Jannah in Akhirat where he will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice on what has been said. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ